basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with Randy Gatula.
The Auburn Bulldogs have compiled a perfect 24-0 record this season, and they have the longest active winning streak in the nation at 60. This morning, they face the Omaha Concordia Mustangs, a team with an impressive 22-4 record. After being challenged in the district final, Auburn showed up Wednesday and completely dominated a tough Pierce team 51-28. This morning, we'll be watching to see if the Dogs can reach their third consecutive state championship game. Good morning once again, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln. It's time for semifinal action in the Nebraska Boys C1 State Tournament. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for this morning's game, seated alongside Todd Gatula for the broadcast. And good morning, Todd.
Good morning. State semifinals, a lot of energy in the building, a little extra excitement, some pep in the step, some might say. Should be a good one between Omaha Concordia and this Auburn Bulldog team looking for their third straight state championship.
Well, it's an early morning breakfast edition of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. This is the first of a state tournament doubleheader that we have for you. We've got two teams, two announcers in two different states today. John Nixon is down in Springfield, Missouri, with the Mound City Panthers. They've got a date with St. Elizabeth High School, a 12 o'clock tip-off today down from the John Q. Hammond Center in Springfield. So we'll have Nebraska basketball first here from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. And then at noon, actually around 11:40 with the pregame show, we'll be switching down to Springfield. And John Nixon is standing by down there with our friends, the Mound City Panthers. Todd, a little bit of a surprise. I talked with Coach Weeks a few minutes ago here, and we're going to share that with our listeners, but maybe a little bit of a surprise with not the fact that they won the ball game, but how handily they won it over Pierce.
Yeah, Auburn came out on fire in that first-round game over Pierce and pulled out the 51-28 win, a lot of bigger margin of victory than most expected. Cam Binder had 14, Daniel Ferry 18 points. Their two go-to guys, you know, the last few years really came out. And Auburn gave up just 6 points in that first half. We look back, just a stellar defensive effort. And they're going to need more of that today against this Concordia team.
Yeah, once they jumped up 11-2 there in the first quarter, they just never really looked back. But that one is history, as Coach Weeks will tell you. And now all the focus is on the Concordia Mustangs. Now, they've got a couple of kids that can shoot the ball. Zachary Kulis, he averages 16 points. Carson Maston averages just nearly 13 points. And in our pregame visit that we're going to share here in a minute, Coach Weeks talked about the fact they're going to have to turn the defense up a notch and get a hand in those guys in front of them.
Yeah, Concordia likes to play fast. They've got three guys in scoring in double figures. They'll shoot a lot of threes. They really get up and down the floor, which is contrasting style to this Auburn team. As most know, if you've watched Auburn play, they'll slow it down, be a little more deliberate when they have to, and take their opportunities and to speed it up. But it'll be a game of contrasting styles where Concordia likes to get up and down the floor.
Be fun to see if Auburn can control the tempo of that ball game. Well, as I mentioned, we had a chance to talk with Auburn head coach Jim Weeks just a few minutes ago. So right now we're going to take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our pregame visit with Coach Weeks. Right after this two-minute timeout, you're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Your home is one of your most important assets. Why not depend on people you know to protect it? Auburn Insurance Service and Farm Mutual Insurance have insured area homeowners for decades and will be there when you need us the most. Auburn Insurance Service has an experienced, friendly staff who will work with you to ensure you have insurance coverages to meet your family's unique needs. Call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 and see the difference a local insurance company can make.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula.
I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for our pregame visit with Auburn High School head basketball coach Jim Weeks. Well, Jim, first of all, congratulations on reaching the semifinals.
Appreciate it.
Coach, a 51-28 domination of Pierce. Were you a little bit surprised at the margin of that victory?
Yeah, probably a little bit. You know, I mean, you never know this time of year what's going to happen. So you just go out there. We had a week to prepare, so we thought we could play them better than we did the first time. So, you know, it doesn't always happen that way, but it did for us.
When we talked Wednesday, you and I discussed about winning games by 1 point or 2 points, and, boy, your kids weren't listening. They went out double digits right away.
Yeah, and that just takes a little pressure off, and I understand it's not, you know, it's kind of like how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. So that just allows us to relax and play fearless.
Coach, your kids have won 60 games in a row. Now, I know you don't like to talk about that, but do they talk about it at all? Does that even come up in conversation?
Now, like I said before, you got to introduce the elephant. We talk about it, but we just prepare for it, and we just say, play fearless, attack, play fearless, and that helps them.
Today you've got Concordia. Now, they've got an impressive 22-4 record. I looked at their roster. They got some big kids, 6'5", 6'6", 6'8". I know 6'8", just a freshman, but what about that size?
You know, we got to get in our tempo, play our way, and you know, we'll find that they'll make some mistakes, and we'll be able to hit some shots. Hopefully, that's the idea. And on the defensive side, we got to do our work early. I mean, those guys are close to the basket. We got to do our work early so they can't shoot point blank layups, and make sure so it's one and done.
Coach, I know you always do your homework. So, what has to happen today? What are going to be the keys for a win for Auburn?
Well, we got a couple kids that really can shoot it. We got to be out on those guys, contest that, and then we got to make sure we can control their big guys inside. And it's one and done on defense. And then the offense, you know, yesterday we did not play well. We got to play better on the offensive end.
All right. Well, good luck to you again this morning. We wish you well.
Thanks, Randy.
That's Jim Weeks, the head basketball coach at Auburn High School. We'll be back to take a look at the starting lineups for this morning's game right after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Fast Global Solutions designs and manufactures ground support equipment for the aircraft industry. Formerly known as WASP, Fast Global Solutions has job openings in their Falls City facility. Fast Global Solutions is 100% employee-owned. If you want a job with a growing company, now is the time to contact Fast Global Solutions in Falls City. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer. Apply today and be working soon at Fast Global Solutions.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Centers in Auburn and Nebraska City have been serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center's mission is to provide the best eye care service possible. Our doctors use only the most advanced, state-of-the-art diagnostic technology and eye care products available. At Lifetime Vision Centers, you will find eye care professionals who genuinely care about your health and dedication to exceptional services. Lifetime Vision Centers in Auburn and Nebraska City, caring for you since 1957.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln, the state tournament, Class C1 boys semifinals, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Concordia Mustangs. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for this morning's game. Here's Todd.
Well, first of all, for the Omaha Concordia Mustangs, the Mustangs are 22-4, the number 6 seed in this tournament, coached by Ken Kulis. The Mustangs will start a senior standing 6-foot, Gage Kansmeyer. He averages 6.4 points per game. A 6-foot junior, Zachary Kulis. Kulis, our leading scorer, averaging 16 points per game and 4.6 rebounds. Also for Concordia, a 6-foot, 5-inch junior, Justin Otten. Otten averaging 9.6 rebounds per game. Rounding out the starting lineup are two players for Omaha Concordia, a 6'3" senior, Ian Groniga, and a 6-foot junior, averaging 12.8 and 5 rebounds per game, Carlson Mastin. Those are your starters for the Concordia Mustangs. And for the Auburn Bulldogs, they're riding that 60-game winning streak. They're your two-time defending state champions, going for three, 82-3 over the last three seasons under head coach Jim Weeks. The Bulldogs will start senior Cameron Binder. Binder, this team's leading scorer at 15.1 points per game. He's a 6-foot senior. Also for the Bulldogs, Maverick Binder. He's a freshman, stands 5'11", averaging 6 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Ryan Binder, he's a junior, 5'11", averaging just over 9.3 points per game. He's Auburn's third leading scorer. Cade Patzel, a senior, stands 6'1". Cade averages 5.9 points, 3.2 rebounds per game. And rounding out the starting lineup for this Auburn Bulldog team is senior Daniel Frary. He stands 6'6". Frary coming in averaging 13.3 points and the team's leading rebounder at 7.7 rebounds per game.
And Frary had a big ball game against Pierce, 18 points in that one, 5 points above his average. Cameron Binder was also in double figures in that first round game Wednesday. He had 12 points in that contest. Donna, one of the questions I've had a few people ask me is Omaha Concordia. Who are they? Where are they? What do you know about Concordia?
Yeah, well, Concordia, they're a Lutheran school located in West Omaha. High school formed in 2001, so a relatively young school in the scope of things, and this is their first trip to the state tournament, so where Auburn has a lot of experience playing down here the last few years. This is Concordia's first trip, a fairly new school into the school system here in Nebraska State ranks. You'll see this Concordia team, they love to shoot the three. They'll get up and down the floor and really push the tempo, especially they, and try to push the pace against this Auburn team. They're averaging 58 points per game while giving up 50. Auburn, on the other side, has the best defensive average of any team in the state tournament, allowing just 32 points per game. Obviously, the other day under that, only allowed 28 in that big win over Pierce. These Bulldogs average 57 points per game.
All right, we're getting lined up here now to have the introduction of starting lineups here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. A lot of pregame pageantry once you get to the state tournament. They not only introduce the five starters for each team, but they introduce each and every player on both teams before we tip it up here. I think we've got time to step aside here for another 60-second timeout, then we'll be back with that opening tip-off. Live from Pinnacle Bank Arena in downtown Lincoln, you're listening to coverage of the boys' C1 semifinal state tournament on Sunny 101.3.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. We've had the introduction of starting lineups, or we're having the introduction of starting lineups right now over the public address system. We've had the playing of our national anthem. We'd like to take this opportunity to ask a favor of everyone here. This is an early morning edition of high school basketball, tipping off a little after 9 o'clock. You can think of a friend of Auburn basketball that might be interested in following the Bulldogs this morning and who may not be aware that we're on the air this morning. Why not give them a call right now? And that doesn't have to be in the immediate Fall City Auburn listening area either. This broadcast is available worldwide online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KLZA-FM, and you can listen to this broadcast anywhere in the world. So why not make that long-distance call right now? Give somebody a call, maybe a former Bulldog that lives in another part of the country. Do them a favor. Tell them, how would you like to listen to state tournament basketball with the Bulldogs? Let them know how to find us, where we're at online. The more the merrier. We'd appreciate it. Also, we want to remind you one more time that this is the first of a two-game state tournament doubleheader that we have for you today here on Sunday 101.3. Later on today, around noon, we'll be tipping off in Springfield, Missouri, the Mount City Panthers taking on St. Elizabeth High School. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one. That is in the Final Four, a Class C1 semifinal game. Pre-game show is going to be around 11:40 this morning with a tip-off right at noon. Again, that'll be live from Springfield. And, of course, we want to remind you we'll also have coverage coming up on tomorrow afternoon. The Sacred Heart Irish have reached the championship game in Class D2. They'll be facing a very tough Parkview Christian team. That's a 3:45 tip-off tomorrow afternoon. We'll have live coverage of that one for you. Not sure yet which station here on Sunny 101.3 or perhaps over on our sister station, KTNC. We'll have to wait and see. Todd?
Yeah, it's fun here as we're going through the introductions of the starting lineup today. Coach Jim Weeks, and everybody knows the he brings. He just went down, you know, the starters waiting to be introduced for Auburn. Just guy by guy, a little personal message for each guy going down the bench. And, boy, there's some intensity today heading into this one, which Auburn brings a lot. But you can just see in their eyes, there's a little extra focus in this Auburn team and Coach Jim Weeks this morning.
Anybody that knows Jim Weeks knows how fired up he can get over a basketball game. And I'll tell you, Todd, when I did my pregame interview with him this morning, he was having a hard time standing still just for that 2 or 3 minutes that it took to talk with us there. He's one fired up head coach here this morning, without a doubt.
He's one of those coaches always about preparation and the routine and doesn't want anything to break that routine. And you see that in the way his teams play and their focus. But there's a little extra edge this morning in this Auburn team, as well as Concordia and all the teams. You make it to state semis, there's a little more riding on the line and just a little extra intensity here this morning already.
We mentioned in our open this morning, the Bulldogs riding a 60-game win streak, and that is the longest current active win streak in the nation right now among the nation's high school basketball teams, 60 straight wins. I believe now that's the third longest winning streak in Nebraska basketball history. Wahoo, we mentioned yesterday, Wahoo holds that win streak record. And I remember the great Philly Wildcat team back there in the 80s. We covered some of their ball games. I think they went 77 straight or something like that at Philly. All right, the intensity is mounting. We're about set to get underway. Justin Otten, a 6'5" junior, will step into the center circle to jump it up against Dan Ferry for the Bulldogs, and we're ready to get underway. Class C1 State Tournament semifinal action from Pinnacle Bank Arena. My name is Randy Gatula, along with Todd Gatula, Scott Cox, our producer-engineer. We're ready to jump it up and get underway. The official steps into the center circle. The ball is up, and the tip is controlled by the Bulldogs. Ferry easily controlled the tip, flips it out to Cam Binder. He's picked up defensively by Kansmeyer. Kansmeyer, step for step with Binder, down the floor with him. Binder gets a pick set there by Ferry. A little pick and roll action. Couldn't get it to Ferry. Top of the key, Ferry with the basketball. Right side on the elbow, that's Ryan Binder. Across court, Kate Patzel. Patzel, top of the key. He's between the rings, holds the basketball, gives it up again to Ferry. Right side, it comes to Binder. What are we looking at here? A man-to-man or a zone, Todd?
Man-to-man D. Kansmeyer face guarding Cam Binder, Auburn star player, out here on the perimeter. Not even seeing the ball.
This guy is totally focused on Binder. No doubt
totally
about
face
it.
Guarding him. Everywhere Binder goes, yeah. He's going to shadow him.
Look at him right in the hole. There's going to be the collision. He's going to get tired of running into Ferry like that. Binder in traffic has the ball taken away. Then it's loose on the floor. A whistle and a foul is going to be called.
Now Cam Byron lost control there, got picked a little bit, and then diving for the loose ball on the floor, picked up kind of the cheap foul. That'll be Cam's first personal foul and Auburn's first of the half.
A little bit of a frustration foul there on Cam Binder. You don't see that often from that young man. All right, here's the first offensive possession for the Mustangs. Kansmeyer with the basketball, goes with a pass to the right wing to Kulis. Here's a long three, right elbow, up and off, no good. Ball is tipped around, rebound, try for follow shot, blocked by Ferry. Basketball knocked out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Bulldogs. Ferry,
nice
some good
nice defense.
Defensive
play for Daniel Ferry there, got a piece of the ball and the shot going up the foot back, and Auburn coming back the other way.
Look at this, he's going to chase Binder completely all night long, wherever they're at. Even when they're not pressing, he's going to be here with Binder, that being he's Kansmeyer. Binder to the right elbow. Penetrates, flips it out here to the right side now on the wing to Maverick Binder. Top of the key, Kate Patzel. This is a man-to-man defense. Patzel takes it underneath. That was Binder. Tries to put up a shot, can't get it. Rebound to Matheson. Matheson down court to the left side, picked up by Maverick Binder. Under the basket, fall away, jump shot in and out. Rebound, Cam Binder. Binder down court. This is as far as he's got away from Kansmeyer so far in the game. Kansmeyer chases after him, and there again, Ferry is going to set that pick for Binder. Now on the right side, Maverick Binder, top of the key to Ferry. On the far side, on the elbow, comes Ryan Binder with the ball. Ferry wants to put a move inside, spin move, can't get the shot up. Top of the key, Maverick Binder, three off the rim, no, and the rebound comes down to Concordia. Mustangs have been limiting Auburn to just one shot and getting the board. There's a shot at the other end, up and good by Ian Groninga. Groninga with the first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 2-0. Mustangs with the early lead, 5:40 to play first quarter here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Binder with the basketball, being Ryan Binder, off to Kate Patzel in the corner, inside Ferry. Ferry moves to the hoop, shot is up and good. Boy, he made that look easy, Todd.
Yeah, nice turnaround jumper, baseline there for Daniel Ferry. And with Binder getting, Cam Binder getting denied the ball, they'll be looking for Ferry inside there, try to open things up a little.
There's a bounce pass. Oh, all alone, Kansmeyer was waiting. They lost track to Gage Kansmeyer on the baseline. He had an uncontested lay-in on the left side on the baseline. 4-2 the score. Concordia up by two. Auburn's basketball. Maverick Binder, left side in the corner. Top of the key. Patzel for three at the top of the circle. Got it. Kate Patzel Nails a three from between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Makes it 5-4. Bulldogs with their first lead of the ball game. Auburn up by one. Kanzmeier onto the right wing. Kulis. Kulis, left elbow, comes around to Greninga. Greninga again to Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier guarded by Pacel in the man-to-man defense. Lob pass under the basket, trying to work his way into traffic. Shot is up, off the rim, won't go. That was put up by Greninga, and the rebound pulled down by Frary. Frary getting instructions over here, he and Cam Binder, from Coach Jim Weeks as they start up the court.
They want to look inside again here for Frary, Pacel.
There he was for a moment. Now underneath in traffic. Pacel, turnaround shot. Oh, couldn't get it down. Rebound, Frary. Wait a minute. What are we going to have here? Frary?
Looks like that's going to be a first foul on Cade Pacel, fighting for that offensive rebound. Got one underneath. That'll be the second team foul for
Auburn. Are we sure they put that on Pacel or Ryan Binder? Check up above here if you can.
Yeah, it was on Pacel.
Okay, thank you. There's Kanzmeier to the left elbow. Gives to Greninga. And losing the ball out of bounds, Matheson, Carlson Matheson, on the baseline left side, had to go right between his fingertips out of bounds. We're at the four-minute mark already of the first quarter. Boy, this is a fast quarter here. And it's 5-4. Bulldogs up by one.
Continue to face guard Cam Binder out here. I know we're paying a lot of attention to that, but being the leading scorer, but nothing that Cam hasn't seen. He sees a lot of this.
On the left elbow is Pacel. Into the corner, baseline left side. Ryan Binder back up top to Pacel. Here's Maverick Binder at the top of the key. Ryan Binder, Pacel in the corner, looking in. Boy, look how they're sandwiching Frary, double-teaming him. Frary wants the basketball. They got it to him. He's double-teamed, getting shoved around. Goes up off the glass, couldn't get it. Rebound is pulled down by Otten. Otten with the outlet pass. Down court, Kulis. Kulis knocks a player to the floor. No whistle. All kinds of collisions down there. Coming up with the ball is Cade Pacel. Cam Binder. Cam Binder, a three that bounces once, twice, three times, and won't go in the hole. Bounced out of there. The rebound comes down to Masson. Boy, there was a lot of contact on the other end last trip, and no whistles. Otten with the ball. Goes across to Masson. Masson up top. Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier, they reverse roles there. Now Cam Binder's guarding Kanzmeier the other way around. Behind the back dribble on the left elbow by Kulis. He goes to the top of the key to Otten. Otten finds Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier goes into the paint. Lay in off the glass up. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Frary. Frary comes up with the basketball, gives it up to Cam Binder.
Auburn doing a nice job of just giving up one shot, and Jim, we talked about that in his pregame. He'd like to just limit Concordia to one shot.
But the same thing has happened to Auburn, unfortunately. They've only been able to get one look at it. Now on the baseline, underneath is Cam Binder. Bounce pass to the corner. Ryan Binder for three. Off the iron, no. Rebound, Maverick Binder, top of the key. Cam Binder for three, top of the key. Off, no. Rebound brought down by Otten. Bulldogs not able to connect on several attempts. That trip down, three shots that came up empty. 5-4. Auburn up by one. 2:09 to play here in the first quarter. Trying to move toward the basket. Underneath, Kanzmeier couldn't get a shot in traffic. Back out onto the left elbow. There's a long three on the way. Good by Zachary Kulis. Kulis hits a three. Makes it 7-5, Concordia.
That was a deep one. A couple feet behind the three-point line for Kulis, the team's leading scorer for Concordia. His first of the game.
Cam Binder down court with the ball to set the offense. Gives up to Maverick Binder. A minute 42 to play. First quarter. Clock running. 7-5. Auburn trails behind the back. Ryan Binder in traffic. He'll be fouled on the floor. This will be a whistle and a foul, not a shooting foul. It'll be Auburn's basketball.
That foul's going to be on number four, Zachary Kulis, his first personal, also the team's first of the half of this Concordia team.
In the lineup is Zachary El-Herity. El-Herity checks in. Folks listening around the Johnson County area, El-Herity has some lineage with the Beathy family. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. Here's Cam Binder dribbling to the baseline, and traffic got his shot blocked. And the rebound is pulled down, taken away by Otten. Otten down to Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier has the ball tipped away, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Auburn's basketball. We mentioned Zach El-Herity. El-Herity is a great-nephew of Lloyd Beathy, lives in Tecumseh. His grandmother would be the former Gladys Beathy, Gladys Dorr. Our thanks to Ruth Beathy for a little bit of family history that she shared with me on Facebook this morning. El-Herity. Lots of ties to Johnson County. Here's a three on the way that's short off the front of the rim, put up by Pacel. And again, just one shot there by the... Ooh, there's a collision. I can't believe no whistle there. Oh, my goodness. Cade Pacel ran right over the man with the ball, and they let it go. Kanzmeier, left elbow. Gage picks up his dribble. Now he's going to need some help. He lobs it inside. Got the ball into El Herity. They call him Big L. El Herity flips it back up to Katzmeyer.
6 foot six, big inside presence.
Long three, NBA distance, up off no good. Rebound that time brought down. Good job underneath by Frary. Binder down court, 41 seconds, dribbles in for the driving lay-in, up and got it. Bulldogs needed to have one ball here pretty soon.
Wow, great hesitation move by Cam Binder. Shook his guy in the front court, got in here really, and made a nice run to the bucket.
Made him relax just for a moment. That's all it takes for Cam Binder to get away from you. 22 seconds to go here in this first quarter. We're all tied up at seven. Looks like the Mustangs want to play for one. Katzmeyer dribbles out near the midcourt line on the left elbow. Cam Binder comes out to get him at 10 seconds. Katzmeyer, bounce pass in, El Herity. El Herity at the free throw line, tries to step in for a lay-in, but a whistle. Foul on the floor, I think. No, wait a minute.
Yeah, Kate Paisel picked one up in there. That's going to be Paisel's second foul, third of the half for the Bulldogs.
4.7 seconds on the clock. They'll play it in baseline under their own basket. Katzmeyer to lob it in from the baseline. Taking his time, gets it out to the wing. 3 seconds. Here's a fallaway jump shot. Free throw line up and off. No good. Rebound Binder. After one quarter, we're all tied at 7 apiece.
We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Fall City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Todd Gatula back with you inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. We didn't settle a thing in the first quarter, Todd, all tied at seven.
Yeah, really nice half for both teams. I think if you're Auburn, you're comfortable with where you're at, but we're paying a lot of attention to this Cam Binder matchup. They're clearly this Concordia team out to make sure Cam Binder doesn't beat them.
Concordia will have the ball to start the second quarter. On the left wing, falling at the free throw line, fallaway jump shot up and good. Zachary Kulis. Kulis knocked his defender to the floor, then did the step back jump shot at the free throw line, and that gives the Mustangs the lead once again at 9-7. Cam Binder guarded again closely by Gage Katzmeyer. Katzmeyer is going to be right in Binder's back pocket all morning. You can see that. Binder comes into Frary with it at the free throw line. Frary, he'll give and go to the right elbow. Looking to Ryan Binder, back up top to Cam Binder, into the corner. That's Kate Paisel, driving baseline left side. Paisel got underneath the basket, flips it out here to Maverick Binder for three, right side, got it. The freshman with his first three of the ball game. Maverick Binder with the three, Auburn on top, 10-9.
Great job in offense, drive, penetrate, and just for the three for Auburn.
Katzmeyer, right side, goes to Kulis with the basketball. Kulis into the corner, baseline right side, Greninga. Trying to move toward the basket. Frary stays with it. Shot is up off. No good. Tipped around. Rebound. Ryan Binder. 2-on-1 fast break. Ryan Binder takes it all the way. Wanted to go up with a shot. He's fouled. And they're going to say the foul came on the floor. I don't think they're going to let him shoot here, Todd. Waiting to see what the official rules.
I believe that foul's on number 23, Ian Groninga. That'll be his first personal foul, team second for Concordia. And they did call that on the floor.
And it is Groninga. I got that from the coach. Don't pay attention to what he said.
Diego.
Groninga is the way it's pronounced. They're checking into the ballgame now. It's going to be Brett Baltensperger. Baltensperger comes in to give Cade Paisel a little rest.
So this sub's matching up the size that Concordia has with their two big 6'6 kids in there. Auburn's matching up that size.
There's Furry with a pass. Got inbound pass. Top of the key, Ryan Binder. Around to Maverick Binder. Now Baltensberger holds it here on the right elbow on the near side in front of the table. Cam Binder in the paint. Moves in. A little floater off the glass. Couldn't get it. Wouldn't fall for it. The rebound comes down to Auten. Justin Auten to Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier looking for Kulis. Kulis picked up defensively by Binder, by Cam Binder. Long pass in the corner. Underneath it goes. In traffic, El Herity. Turnaround jump shot up. Over the top won't go. El Herity shot, missed everything. Rebound, Ryan Binder. Here we go. 3-on-1. Fast break. Ryan Binder driving. Layup. No. Couldn't get it. Blocking foul. He'll be shooting two. You know, they're kind of beating Concordia at their own game here right now.
Yeah, Auburn doing a nice job in transition. That foul's on Cage Gansmeyer, his first team third. But Ryan Binder, nice job there. They actually had a little 2-on-1 break. He might have been able to give that to Maverick Binder, but probably the smart choice to keep it, draw the foul, and get to the line.
Ryan Binder at the line, shooting two shots. Has not scored yet today. First one is up and good. Ryan hits that one. That gives Auburn the 2-point lead now, 11-9, Bulldogs up. Ryan Binder will have a second shot coming right here. Binder takes aim, bends the knees, puts the shot up. It's good. He hit them both. Binder with a pair of free throws, and it's 12-9. Bulldogs up by 3. Concordia's basketball. Gage Kanzmeier into forecourt. We'll set the offense. Top of the key, picks up the dribble. Now needs help. Kulis comes over to get the ball from him on the right elbow. Zachary Kulis, Zach with the basketball, up to Kanzmeier.
It's interesting, this Concordia team hasn't been able to really get the ball inside for any buckets. A lot of perimeter shots and just really having trouble penetrating this Auburn defense.
There's El Herity trying to put one up, couldn't get it. Bulldogs one and done again. They did what they wanted to have happen there with the rebound is Ryan Binder. Gives up to Cam Binder. Cam, guarded by Kanzmeier, of course. Right side Maverick Binder. Now Baltensberger holds the ball at the top of the key again. Maverick Binder. Maverick hit the three a minute ago, so now Matheson's going to be covering him a little closer than he was. There's a Binder on the right wing, down to Baltensberger in the corner. Brett just holds it there. Here's a jump shot for three, up and good. Hitting the three there was Ryan Binder. Ryan's got a three, Maverick's got a three, and Cage got a three. Pretty quick, Cam will be joining that parade. 15-9, biggest lead yet for the Bulldogs, up by 6. Under the basket, shot is up, off, no good. Rebound, Frary. Bulldogs with a 6-point lead in the ballgame, 4:52 to go first half. Cam Binder almost has the ball taken away. Now it is stolen. Kanzmeier with the steal. Turnover on the Bulldogs. Kulis for three, left elbow, it's long. And the rebound to Maverick Binder. You know, Maverick does a good job for a freshman in there battling those upperclassmen.
Yeah, look at Jim Weeks really giving it to Cam Binder. He didn't like that last turnover. And
in the corner is Baltensberger with the ball, left side. Brings it to the top of the key. Ryan Binder driving, lay-in. Oh, couldn't get it. Baltensberger, final shot won't go. Try for tip-in. Frary won't go. Frary goes up with another shot. Got it blocked. Got his own rebound. Out to the top of the key. Around Maverick Binder for three, or rather of Ryan Binder. Rebound, Frary. Reverse lay-in. Up, got it. It took 6 times.
Man, what hustle by Daniel Frary, Brett Baltensberger. That whole Auburn team just grinding it on the offensive glass in a workmanlike putback.
6 shots before they got it.
8-point lead for the Bulldogs.
Yep, 3:52 to go, up by 8, 17-9. All right, they lob it inside. El Herity can't get a shot up. The ball stripped away from him. Stepped on the baseline. Turnover. The basketball goes back to the Bulldogs.
Let's remember this time of the game, 3:44, Auburn up 8. We've got a timeout on the floor, and we'll take a time for a 30-second timeout of our own. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena. 3:44 to play first half. Auburn with their biggest lead of the game now, up 17-9.
Yeah, there's a couple things happening here in this game. Concordia is double teaming Daniel Ferry in the low post, and the ball goes inside her trying to prevent it. And then their face guard and binder on the perimeter. When you're trying to do both of those things, that's always going to leave somebody open. And Auburn's done a good job here the last couple of minutes of finding those open guys on the perimeter. With so much focus occurring on Frary and Binder, it's opened up guys like Ryan Binder, Maverick Binder, Cade Patel, who have all knocked down some threes to give Auburn their largest lead of the game at this point, 17-9.
You better believe Jim Weeks had contingency plans for whatever they deal with here defensively. And so far, it's going well for the Bulldogs. All right, down court comes Ryan Binder with the basketball to the left side, Baltzberger. Baltzberger up top of the key, Maverick Binder around to the right elbow in the corner, deep baseline right side. Cam Binder spin move. Kassmeyer took away the baseline. Back to the top of the key, Ryan Binder. He penetrates, gets into traffic, turnaround shot, comes up short. Ball tipped around and the rebound is pulled down by Otten. Otten with the outlet pass to Kulis. Kulis guarded by Binder up top to Otten between the rings. Kassmeyer left wing. Otten feeds it inside. El Herity, spin move under the basket. Can't get it down. Rebound, follow shot. Concordia can't get it. Ball stripped away by Cam Binder. Cam Binder made the steal underneath the basket. Did you see them collapse on Zach El Herity under there? Three defenders all over him.
Concordia just cannot get a bucket inside.
All right. Baltzberger up top with it. Right side. Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder guarded closely by Masson, got away from him for a minute, goes to Frary. Frary goes up with a shot. It was in the basket, wouldn't stay down.
Boy, a lot of contact inside.
Oh,
a lot of contact.
He got beat up in there, but wouldn't go down. Bulldogs were real close to having a double-digit lead there. The ball was in the hoop and just wouldn't stay down for him. Kassmeyer, right wing, guarded by Ryan Binder. Up top, El Herity. El Herity to the left side, Kulis, or rather that's Masson with the ball. Now Kulis has it. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs, giving chase there is Binder. Kulis driving lay-in in the paint, up and good. Zach Kulis has 7 points. 17-11. The lead is back down to 6. Up off the bench, Nicholas Orlick getting ready to check in for Concordia. A minute 59 to play in the first half. Cam Binder up top, Maverick Binder around the perimeter. Ryan Binder, he'll launch a three from the left wing. It's off the iron, doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to the Mustangs.
Coach Jim Weeks just said, Ryan, don't do that. Might have been a little deeper than Coach
Weeks. Todd's having fun watching Coach Weeks over here on the near side to us, watching the, the antics of the head coach over there. With the ball, this is all Herity to the left side, Kassmeyer. Kassmeyer gives off to Kulis. Kulis wants to dribble in for another shot under the basket that's in and out. And the ball tipped around. Rebound Binder gives it back into Cam Binder. Good job there by Ryan to get that ball. Cam Binder has his pocket picked by Kulis. Kulis, 1-on-3. Kulis, fallaway, shot up, off no good, and a rebound. Frary.
Great defense by Daniel Frary to contest that shot of Kulis and then get the rebound.
Cam Binder's not going to take that too well. He doesn't like to have somebody challenge him that way. You can see a look of determination as he comes up the court. 55 seconds to play in the first half. Auburn up by 6, 17-11. Bulldogs may slow it down here and just have the traditional Binder shot. Well, no, there goes Frary under the basket. He got boxed in under there. Maverick Binder stepped around the defender to Frary underneath, laying up and good. What a job by the freshman, Maverick Binder, to get the ball into the hands of Dan Frary on the baseline.
Yeah, nice assist, drove in the lane, sucked the defense up, just dumped it off for the easy lay-in.
19-11, the lead is back to 8 now with 25 seconds to play in the first half. Kassmeyer right side. Now he's going to dribble the clock down and perhaps play for one here. That's all right. Down by 8 if they want to run the rest of the clock. Well, almost stolen away by Baltzberger. He's got the ball. It's loose on the floor. Everybody after it. And we've got a timeout taken by the Mustangs to maintain possession of the basketball with 10 seconds to play.
We'll take a 30-second timeout of our own. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
101.3.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. 10.5 seconds, 10.5 seconds to play in the first half, 19-11. Bulldogs up by 8. The basketball will belong to the Concordia Mustangs. They'll play it in on the near side in front of our table here at midcourt. They lob the pass in to Greninga with the basketball in the paint. Pulls up free throw line. Jump shot up and good. Nice job, Greninga. Buzzer sounds, and at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Concordia Mustangs. Our halftime score, Auburn 19 and Concordia 13.
We'll take a two-minute break and be right back with the Farm Bureau Financial Services Halftime Report. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for the halftime report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. Now here's Randy with a look at the first half numbers.
Well, after being tied up at the end of the first quarter, 7-all, the Bulldogs managed to open up an 8-point advantage on two occasions in the second period. They led it 17-9 and then again 19-11 late in the quarter before that final basket makes it a 19-13 halftime score. Individual numbers for Concordia, Zach Coolis leads the way with 7 points. Ian Greninga has 4, and Gage Kansmeyer added 2 for their grand total of 13. From the free throw line, the Mustangs did not shoot any free throws. For the Auburn Bulldogs, led at halftime by Daniel Frary with 6 points. Ryan Binder has 5, 3 for Maverick Binder, 3 for Cade Faisal, and Cam Binder has 2 for their total of 19. Auburn went 2 out of 2 from the charity stripe, both of those shots by Ryan Binder, for their total of 19. 19-13, our halftime score, the Auburn Bulldogs with the lead here in the C1 semifinals of the Boys Nebraska State Basketball Tournament. This has been your halftime scoring recap, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn, or you can visit with Weston Witt in Fall City. Right now we're going to take a two-minute timeout. Send it back to Scott Cox, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny Studios. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
A world leader in manufacturing equipment for air transportation, agricultural, and material handling industries, Fast Global Solutions is now hiring for day, night, and weekend shifts. Fast Global Solutions has openings in Auburn and Falls City. They are seeking welding, machinist, assembly, painter, and prep, material handling, and more. Apply today at fastsolutions.com/careers. Fast Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have a stationary boundary across the central east, central parts of the Midwest. That's going to bring ongoing chances of rain, showers, and thunderstorms as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. This stationary front becomes a part of a low-pressure system that will be forming across the southwestern parts of the United States Saturday and will move across the central and east, central parts of the Midwest through Sunday into the early parts of next week, bringing ongoing rain across the central east, central parts of the Midwest. Some areas could see 3 to 5 inches of rain over the next several days. And on the back end of the system, we're going to see heavy snow across the Rockies, parts of Nebraska, and into the Dakotas. So across the area, increasing clouds, rain showers, 51. Tonight, scattered rain, lower 40s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain likely. That's a look at your forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Centers in Auburn and Nebraska City have been serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center's mission is to provide the best eye care service possible. Our doctors use only the most advanced, state-of-the-art diagnostic technology and eye care products available. At Lifetime Vision Centers, you will find eye care professionals who genuinely care about your health and dedication to exceptional services. Lifetime Vision Centers in Auburn and Nebraska City, caring for you since 1957.
The Nemaha County Hospital Board of Directors and staff would like to wish our local physicians a very happy Doctor's Day on March 30th. This past year has tested our physicians like never before. Thank you for your continued dedication throughout the pandemic and beyond. We celebrate your dedication today and every day to ensuring the health and well-being of the residents of Nemaha County. Thank you for providing our community with quality care every time.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Concordia Mustangs 19-13, our halftime score. Don't forget, this is the first half of a basketball doubleheader that we have for you today. Around noon, we'll have tip-off of Missouri State High School basketball action live from Springfield, Missouri. John Nixon is down there with the Mount City Panthers. They'll be taking on the St. Elizabeth Hornets. Pre-game show around 11:40, tip-off at 12 noon. So leave your radio dial right here on Sunny 101.3 for more basketball later on this morning. Todd, 13 points on the board for a team that's been averaging 58 points per contest. Talk about the defense.
Yeah, that Auburn defense shouldn't be overlooked. A lot of attention paid to their offensive prowess, obviously, with some of the scores this Auburn team has, but only giving up 13 points in the first half. You know, Concordia's second and third leading scorers haven't even scored this game. Justin Otten averages 9 a game, no points in the first half. Carlson Mastin averaging just under 13 a game. He had 0 points in the first half. So Auburn really locking down on defense, which is what you expect from a Jim Weeks coach team. And it's a 19-13 game, and I would say for Auburn, it's kind of the type of game you'd like. The Concordia team likes to get up the floor, shoot threes. They haven't got very many layups at all in transition or easy buckets inside. It's been a real struggle inside for this team, and they relied on the three to get some of their points or at least perimeter shots. So if Auburn can keep that defensive up and find the open guy in offense with these double teams occurring down low, and the emphasis on Cam Binder is looking good for the Bulldogs.
One of the things, Todd, that I found amusing is the fact that you've got this Mustang team that likes to run up and down the floor and get the breakaway layup. Auburn turned the tables on them and gave them a dose of their own medicine on a couple of occasions. It was Auburn getting the fast break.
Auburn gets a little criticism sometimes for its slow pace in Jim Weeks. You hear that every year at the state tournament. A lot of people don't like to watch this Auburn team. They're not as exciting. You hear it over and over again. That's a little bit overstated sometimes. The Auburn team's very selective. They do like to slow the tempo a little bit and work for the open shot. At the same time, like you've seen today, they'll take those opportunities on the fast break. Ryan Binder a couple times got a breakaway. Baltenfriger got a steal that led to a breakaway. And so this Auburn team will get up the floor when they've got the numbers.
So to sum up the first half, I would think at this point, Coach Jim Weeks and his Bulldog staff have to be pleased with the defensive effort, having held this team to just 13 points. Maybe a little disappointed that they don't have more than 19 points on the board. Boy, there were some real, what I call, bunnies that got away under the basket.
Been a physical game. It really has. And well officiated, to be quite honest. Both sides, they've let them play. It's a grind in the paint. You're gonna earn every bucket you get today in the paint, the way this game's being called. But a nice physical game. They're letting them get after it. I like Auburn's chances with that. When you have Baltenfriger and Frary and Paisel, some big, strong kids inside, Auburn's used to banging around in there.
We recognize one of the officials here this morning, Chris Wright. He's the son-in-law of Sacred Heart head coach Doug Goltz. Chris, a fine official, doing a great job, he and his rest of his officiating crew. All right, 8 minutes on the clock. We're set to move to third quarter action. Bulldogs will have the basketball. And, Todd, here we go. Auburn with the ball. Come down court to set things up here. At the top of the key is Maverick Binder with the basketball. To the left elbow, baseline in the corner. Inside to Frary. Frary, top of the key, long three off the front of the rim. Short for Maverick Binder, and the rebound comes down once again here to the Mustangs. Kansmeyer into forecourt to set things up. Works to the left wing with the ball in traffic. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody after it, waiting for somebody to come out of there. Now we get a whistle, and a timeout's going to be taken by the Mustangs.
We'll take a 30-second timeout here. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
At twice, Concordia's burned a timeout to save a possession. We're back to live action. Concordia with the basketball into Kulis it comes. Now handling the ball at the top of the key is Greninga. Greninga to the left wing. Mastin, who has not scored yet, their second leading scorer. Around the horn to the right side. That's Greninga again. Greninga works in, tries to go up with a shot. Reaching in, getting a hand on the ball with Cam Binder. I think they're going to nail Cam for the foul here.
Boy, that's a tough call if you're an Auburn fan. Cam Binder came in, had a lot of ball. You know, had him tied up there in the lane, but he's going to pick up his second personal foul, team's first of the half.
Could have just as easily been called a jump ball there, or a tie-up. All right, at the free throw line is Greninga. He'd be shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Ian Greninga. He has 5 points now in the ball game, and the lead is down to five at 19-14. Opening minute of play here in the third quarter, 7-10 on the game clock. Greninga ready for his second free throw attempt. It's up. It's good also. He got them both. Cuts the lead now down to four, 19-15. On the dribble comes Binder with the ball. That is Ryan Binder. Ryan held defensively by Kulis. To the left side, Cam Binder. Bounce pass into Frary. Frary moves toward the hoop. Kicks it out into the corner. Cade Faitzel. Cade decides not to take the shot. Now at the top of the circle. Maverick Binder back to Cade. Cade looking in there for Frary. They want to go to Frary with the ball, Todd. Can't get it to him. Now Cam Binder in the corner. Mustang fans. Oh, and the ball gets off the hands of Cade Faitzel. Mustang fans showing their approval of that defense back here behind us, cheering them on.
Van Auburn mixed up a little bit there. Showed zone, went to man on the first pass. A little bit of a kind of a matchup zone type. Still face guard and Cam Binder everywhere he goes on the back on the court.
Cam Binder on the dribble down court to the right elbow. Masson guarded by Maverick Binder. Masson gives it up to Greninga. Greninga around Katzmeyer left wing. Katzmeyer at the free throw line. Now into the corner. They lob it underneath. Shot is up and off. No good. Put up by Galinga. Galinga and the rebound brought down by Frary. Frary off to Binder into forecourt. Left side. This is Maverick Binder. Up top, Cade Faitzel. Right wing, Ryan Binder tries to dribble in the paint, moves all the way to the basket, falls to the floor, no whistle. Got the pass out of there, fortunately, to Cam Binder. Cam goes to the right side, Maverick Binder. Again driving, Ryan Binder lay-in. He found the baseline. They gave Ryan Binder an uncontested route to the baseline.
That's a nice job, Auburn, just finding the open guy as Concordia's moving to switching the screens there.
Lead is back to six now, 21-15. Bulldogs up, 5:35 to play third quarter. With the basketball is Kanzmeyer. Kanzmeyer works inside the paint, kicks it out to the left wing for a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound, Cade Faitzel. Faitzel, outlet pass, gives it up to Binder. Cam Binder down court, guarded as per usual by Gage Kanzmeyer. Cade Faitzel, right side, Ryan Binder. Up top, Maverick Binder. Faitzel, left elbow, holds the ball there. Oh, he tried to go into Frary. Ball is tipped away and stolen. Fast break, going the other direction. Down court, losing the handle for a moment. Back up to the top of the key. Long three on the way off, no good. I'm not sure they wanted that shot. They could have set up an offense here, and they put up an NBA link three that was off the mark.
Kulis has the green light. His coach is going to let him take that all day long, their leading scorer.
All right, with the basketball, Maverick Binder finds Cade Faitzel with his pass. Over to Ryan Binder, right wing. Back up to Maverick. Now Cam Binder. Cam moves on Kastmeyer. Can't get inside the paint. They're just running everybody through the lane there. They'd like to get the ball to Frary inside. Cam Binder working hard. He's going to wear Kastmeyer out, just having him chase him around down here. Binder in the paint, in traffic. Fall away, jump shot up, off, no good. And the rebound is pulled down by Kulis. Kulis with the basketball, 21-15. Bulldogs up by six. Here come the Mustangs with the ball at the top of the key. That's Otten with the ball. Otten gives it back to Kanzmeyer. Coming up on the four-minute mark here in the third quarter. Bulldogs still maintaining that six-point lead that they had at halftime. It's 21-16. There's the four-minute mark halfway through the period. Thinking about it, moving inside the paint at the free throw line. No shot there. Back to the corner, Kanzmeyer. Kanzmeyer guarded by Cam Binder. I think the official in front of us here. Across court on the far side, the pass goes over to Greninga. Groninga beats Kanzmeyer. Oh, man, Kanzmeyer showing off. Now they hand the ball back up to Otten. A lot of contact here, Todd.
Yeah, it's been a physical game.
They're getting away with throwing forearms. Oh, there's a nice pass underneath. Shot is up and off. Won't go. Try for tip in good. And Justin Otten with his first 2 points of the ball game. Timeout taken on the floor.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
3 minutes, 24 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Auburn up by 4, 21-17. And Todd, they're letting them play basketball.
Yeah, it's been a physical contest. It's been called pretty good both sides of the floor. It's a consistent officiating, but there's a lot of banging going on inside there in the paint. And Auburn's a little disjointed here on offense. You know, they've got the one drive by Binder for the baseline layup, but they've been having a little more difficulty getting the ball down low to Frary, and then Cam Binder still getting denied. So Auburn's having a little tough time here getting good shots.
They led 17-9 with 3:44 to go in the second quarter, and here we are at the 3:24 mark of the third quarter. They've only scored 4 points in the last 8 minutes, Todd, and still up by 4, 21-17. That's a testament to their defense. Around the horn it comes to Maverick Binder. They need to get some offense going. Cade Batesel right side, Cam Binder looking for Frary inside. No pass there. Great job covering up on Frary in the paint. Cade Batesel holds the ball in the corner. Tries to drive the baseline left side. Can't get there. And again, looking for Frary. Frary's working hard. They're just not able to get the ball into it. Now Batesel. Again, the crowd for the Mustangs showing their approval of this defense here. Baseline right side, spin move, Frary couldn't get up with it. Oh, man, gets it out. Maverick Binder for three, off no good. Frary with a rebound. Frary wants to go up with a shot, falls to the floor, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to go to the Mustangs, Todd.
We've been talking about the physical play. Frary goes up, gets the offensive rebound. He's going back up, just absolutely hammered, knocked to the floor.
I didn't see who got the tackle.
We'll come back the other way.
All right, Mustangs basketball. Greninga on the dribble this time down court. Mustangs down by 4, 21-17. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Kulas around the horn, around to the left wing. Greninga in the paint, spin. No shot there. Good defense by Binder. All the way in, driving, lay-in up, off. Wait a minute, whistle foul, and we're going to be shooting free throws.
Boy, that's a tough one. That's the second one tonight. That foul's going to be called on Cam Binder, his third. Reached in, got a piece of the ball. Late call coming in to call the foul on Binder.
Nicholas Orlick, a 6-foot senior. Orlick is at the free throw line, shooting two shots here for the Mustangs. First free throw is up and good. If he hits this next one, he can get his team back to within 2 points of the Bulldogs. 21-18 our score now, 2:18 to play in the third quarter. Orlick looks to the basket. Here's his second free throw attempt. It's up, it's good also. We've got a 2-point basketball game at 21-19, and that's with 2:16 to play here in the third quarter. Cade Batesel. Bulldogs have scored 4 points in the last 10 minutes. Now driving underneath the basket. Ryan Binder can't get there. Bulldogs have got to find some offense and find it soon. Try to get the ball to Frary. It's tipped away, knocked out of bounds on the baseline in the corner. Knocking the ball out was Justin Otten.
We'll be honest here, a little transparent. There's some frustration on this Auburn team on the offensive end of the floor. There's guys kind of looking around. They're a little lost right now on offense.
All right, trying to get things back on track here. Maverick Binder, they collapse on him. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think that's going on Matson, I believe.
Yeah, it is. Carlson Matson. That'll be his first personal, first team foul they have against Concordia.
Only the fourth team foul of the ball game. Called on Concordia. Auburn's only had 5 called on them this game. Oh, they're almost tripped up was Cade Batesel. Bulldogs need to get a basket here. That's all there is to it. Binder, free throw line. Batesel, right elbow. Maverick Binder, right elbow. Top of the key, Ryan Binder. Doesn't seem to know what to do with it here. Backs it out now near the midcourt line. Again, that Mustang crowd getting into it here, applauding their defense. Cade Batesel gives it up to Cam Binder. In a moment here, you can kind of feel, oh, Cam Binder has the ball stripped away. Jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow stays with the Bulldogs.
You feel a momentum shift. This Concordia cloud's up on its feet, really getting into the game. Auburn fans on the other side sitting just waiting for something to cheer about, and there hasn't been a lot here this third quarter for this Auburn contingent to get up on their feet for.
All right, with the ball, Bulldogs trying to get it going. That defense getting fired up again. Cam Binder gives it up to Maverick Binder. They're running a weave at the top of the key. Up by two, Auburn has probably decided to play for one here, it appears. A minute four to go in the third quarter. Basel has the ball stolen away. Kulis, breakaway, laying up, got it. Zach Kulis has 9 points. We're tied at 21-all with 51 seconds to play in the third quarter. Here comes Auburn now to play for one. Coach Weeks telling him to pull it out here. Now all the way in goes Binder for a shot. He got hammered and no whistle. Binder falls to the floor, and the rebound comes down to the Mustangs. The other direction. Shot is up and blocked out of bounds.
Big time block by Daniel Frary. And these Auburn fans and fans aren't real happy. Ryan Binder just got hammered on the way to the rim.
Huge collision. They took a swing at him, knocked him to the floor. Should have been shooting two, in my opinion, but oh well. Inbound the ball to Kulis. We're tied to 21-all, and now the Mustangs have an opportunity for a final shot here to end the quarter. Down to 20 seconds to play. 21-21. Dribbling the ball is Zach Kulis, guarded by Binder. They're letting him run the clock down to 13 seconds, down to 11. There's the 10-second mark. Now Kulis starts to make his move between the rings. Kulis backs it out, guarded by Binder. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Puts up an off-balance three that's off, no good. Rebound Bulldog. We're all tied after three quarters.
We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, where we have a score all knotted up, 21-21, Auburn Concordia in this state D1 semifinal game. This Auburn team had a nice 19-13 lead at half, only 4 points in almost 12 minutes of play.
And only 2 points in the entire second quarter. We're back to live action Concordia with the basketball. For the Mustangs, Matson comes to the right side to Greninga. This next possession is important for the Bulldogs. They need to get some points. Baseline, reverse lay-in up and good. Put in by Orlick. Orlick with the lay-in. And the Bulldogs fall behind at the 7:33 mark, 23-21. Down court comes Binder with the ball. We got a foul there, I believe. It's going to be on Ian Groninga. His second personal foul, team second.
All right,
Cam Binder will inbound it. He'll trigger it in baseline, left side of the basket. Got it into Frary, gives him right back to Binder. Auburn needs to find some offense. This scoring drought has got to end here if they're going to get the win in advance of the championship. Binder's in traffic. The ball is taken away from him underneath. Stolen by Otten. Stolen back by Binder. Slipped into Binder. Stolen back into the corner by Pacel. The ball is loose on the floor. Picked up by Greninga. Wow, fast-paced basketball. Like a pinball machine down there, that ball bouncing around between players.
Three turnovers in that 10-second span.
Yeah. 23-21. Mustangs up by two. They have the basketball. 6:53 to play in the ball game. The momentum has switched to the Mustangs. They're on the fall-away shot on the baseline. It's up and off. No good, but the rebound comes down to the Mustangs. Grabbed up by Cam Binder. You've got to have a foul there. And I believe we do.
Got a pretty frantic pace there.
Horlick gets the foul, his first, team foul number 3 of the half. Timeout taken on the floor.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Todd Gatula back with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Todd, this was a scoring drought unlike anything we've seen from this Auburn team. They had 17 points. They were leading 17-9 at the 4-minute mark of the second quarter. That was in the second quarter. It's now at the 6:43 mark of the ball game, and they have 21 points. They have only scored 4 points in the last 14 minutes and 17 seconds. Think about that.
Yeah, and not only have they had trouble scoring, they're not even getting a lot of shots. They've really been set on offense.
4 points in 14 minutes of basketball. Bulldogs need to find the offense here. Give it to Cam Binder. Cam Binder up to Maverick Binder, running a weave at the top of the key. Now it goes into Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder, it's double-teamed on the right side of the lane. This Concordia defense raising fits. Here's Frary. Frary kicks it out to Maverick Binder. Kate Batesel in the corner. Bulldogs not even getting a look at it here.
They got Frary down. They got Frary down low with the guy on his back. They got to get it to him. No reason to look that off.
There's Frary on the left side of the lane. Here's a three on the way that's in and out of there. Wouldn't go down for Ryan Binder, and the rebound down to the Mustangs. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Bulldogs with a 60-game win streak on the line here this morning. Auburn trailing by 2, under 6 minutes to play. 23-21 in a low-scoring contest. Handling the ball, Greninga. Greninga has it stripped away by Patel. Ball is loose out of bounds, and no, they're going to give it to the Mustangs. Mustangs will have the ball. They'll inbound it in the corner on the left side of their own basket to toss it in. Carlson Matheson will toss it in. Matheson taking his time. He's going to run out of time. Lobs it in. Ball out of bounds. Oh, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ryan Binder.
That'll be Ryan Binder's first. He came up trying to make a play for the ball as Concordia kind of just threw one up in hopes of getting it in without a five-second call, and Binder picks up the foul.
Yeah, they were dangerously close to the five-second call there anyway on it. Kulis with the ball across court. Binder saves it from going out of bounds. Took out a couple of photographers. Wow, is everybody okay down here? We got photographers on their back. We got Binder. He's bounced back up. He's okay. A chair went down with it. A guy on the end of the table went down. That was quite a collision down here. Chairs all over the place. There's a laptop involved on the floor. That was quite a collision. All right, they get things straightened out. The ball's going to belong to the Mustangs. That photographer's getting up and moving. He's had enough. On the baseline, left side, inbounding it, Masson. Masson gets the ball in, has it into Kulis. Kulis, top of the key, gives it up to Kanzmeier. And now the Mustangs up by 2, 23-21, slowing things down here a little. They haven't been shooting the ball a whole lot either. Masson across to the far side, Greninga. Greninga hands the ball up to Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier has the ball tipped away by Pacel. It'll go out of bounds.
I think they're going to call a foul on Pacel for reaching in that time. Pacel's going to pick up his third personal, team's fourth of the half.
So, it'll be Mustangs basketball. Clock is down to 5:18 to go in the ball game. Bulldogs down by 2, 23-21 after leading most of the ball game. They trail now. And with the ball is Gage Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier to the left elbow. Kulis. They're not going to shoot the ball unless they got a point-blank shot here. It doesn't look like it. Ball stripped away. It's loose. Wait a minute.
I think you're going to get another one on Cade Pacewell. His second, less than 30 seconds, reaching in a little bit there, trying to get a steal. That's his fourth, team's fifth of the half.
All right. 5:07 to go. Four fouls now on Cade Pacewell. Waiting for the inbound pass on the baseline left side under the basket. They get it tossed in to Greninga. Greninga brings it back to the top of the key. Auburn's turned it up a notch here defensively, trying to pressure. Fall away jumper up and good from the right side baseline. by Otten. Otten's second basket, and it's a four-point lead for the Mustangs.
Man, right now, nothing's going wrong for Concordia, and Auburn just can't get a break.
There's a long three on the way. Binder, that's what they needed. Cam Binder, his first three of the ball game, an NBA range three as he hit that one. Timeout taken on the floor.
We'll take a 30-second timeout of our own. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Todd, that three-point basket just now by Cam Binder was the first point scored for Auburn in 15 minutes and 19 seconds of playing time. They went more than 15 minutes without scoring. Almost two quarters.
That's hard to believe. And, boy, I think that does a lot for Cam Binder. If there's a guy you want to get going who's not had a lot of opportunity, I credit Cam tonight for being real patient, getting his teammates involved, but the defense obviously has to set up to stop him. But if you're an Auburn fan, that three's big for not just Auburn, but Cam also.
If Auburn ever needed a basket desperately, that was it right there. They had fallen behind by four. They were down 25-21. And now with 4:41 to go in the ballgame, we're back to a one-point contest. Mustangs with the ball. Masson on the dribble. Masson guarded by the freshman out here, Maverick Finder. Masson tries to go to the corner around Frary, takes it in for a layup. The shot is blocked, but a whistle and a foul. Who's this on?
Either going to be Frary or Binder. Yeah, they're going to call that on Daniel Frary, which is his first personal foul, the team's sixth of the half.
At the line, Carlson Masson, their second leading scorer. He has not scored this morning. This is his first free throw. It's up and off. He has still not scored this morning. They've held him scoreless. He averages nearly 13 points per ball game. The 6-foot junior, Carlson Mathis, tries to put his team up by two here with 4:27 to go in the ball game. Shot is up and good. He got that one. 2-point basketball game, folks. 26-24. Auburn trails by two with 4:25 to go. Cam Binder starts up court with a basketball, working one-on-one against Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier chases after him.
They move Cam Binder out to the top of the key, kind of running the show up top, handle it for Auburn.
There's Frary with the ball right wing. Again goes to Cam Binder. Frary sets a pick. There was Frary on the pick and roll for just a moment. Pretty good defense back in there, though, by Otten. Now here's a spin move. Ryan Binder, he's double-teamed, in trouble. Got it out, kicked it back up to Cade Pasel. There it goes to Frary. Frary around to Maverick Binder right side. Maverick penetration to the free throw line. Bulldogs are tentative about even shooting the ball here, it seems like. Cade Pasel to the left side. Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder wants to penetrate. Can't get there. To Cade, or to Frary, top of the key. Right side corner. That's Cam Binder. Cam Binder on the right elbow. Bounce pass in. Frary. Baseline. Frary. Collision. Shot is up. Got it. And a basket counts and a foul, a blocking foul. Big bucket there by Dan Frary. He just flat out put his defender on the floor, Todd.
That foul's on number 20, Justin Otten, his first personal for Concordia.
So Dan Frary at the line, a chance to give the Bulldogs the lead back once again. His basket tied is up at 26 all, and now he goes to the line to try and give Auburn the lead for the and one. Frary, free throw, on the way. The shot is up. The shot is off. No good. The ball is tipped around and the rebound down to Cam Binder. We're tied up and the Bulldogs have the basketball. Binder, guarded by Kanzmeier, can't get away from him. Boy, Kanzmeier's worked hard today, trying to keep Binder in wraps. Fall away shot by Binder, blocked away. Loose basketball, grabbed in the corner, picked up by Kulis. Down court in a hurry to the right side. There's a three on the way. Good by Carson Masson, their second leading scorer with his first field goal of the ballgame. It's a three-point lead now for the Mustangs. 29-26. Concordia up by three. Under 3 minutes to play. Long three. Binder got it. Oh, my goodness. Cam Binder put that one up from 40 feet out.
Right.
right back at you. Cam Binder, step back three from deep. And that's that three by Concordia.
NBA range three-pointer. We're tied at 29-all. Binder answered that one that was put up a moment ago by Masson.
Auburn crowd on their feet with the defensive chant. The intensity's picking up here with 2:25 to go. All tied up in this D1 semifinal.
Gatzmeier, top of the key, dribbling. Man-to-man defense for the Bulldogs. Man-on-man. Clock down to 2:15 to play in the game. Tied at 29-all. This is going to come down. What's Concordia going to be content to just stand here and run clock? Look at this. Dribbling the ball is Kanzmeier. Is Auburn going to allow him to do that? Dribble it on down here. Now coming out after him, Pacel. Pacel's got to be careful. He's got four personals. Pacel almost got a steal there. Kanzmeier back to the near side to Masson. Timeout's going to be taken by the Mustangs.
We'll take a 30-second timeout here. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena. Let's set the stage for our listeners, Todd. The clock shows a minute 52 left to play in the ball game. The score is tied at 29-all. Auburn endured a 15-minute scoring drought without putting points on the board. They were stuck on 21 there forever. And now we're tied at 29-all, less than 2 minutes to play. Mustangs have the basketball. That big three-pointer a minute ago by Cam Binder, and then the one previous to that, that pair of threes have been huge here. All right, Mustangs basketball. Masson to inbound it right in front of our table. Masson gets it in, and Todd ends up with the basketball. You were open too, weren't you?
Yeah, I'll shoot it.
Ball got the laptop. Todd ended up with the ball right here at our table. All right, inbound the ball. They toss it in to Greninga. Greninga.
One in over and back there.
Yeah, it was. Masson, back and back between the rings, guarded by Maverick Binder, left elbow Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier holds the basketball, comes to the near side, Otten. Mustangs content to run clock here. Ball nearly stolen by Frary. It's loose on the floor. Diving in is Maverick Binder, waiting for a jump ball call, and the possession arrow is Auburn.
Wow. That's a huge break for Auburn. This is going to be interesting. A minute 28 left, all tied up 29-29.
I fully expect Auburn to come down here and play for a last-second shot, 1:28 to go. They have a patented kill-the-clock-and-take-the-last-shot routine here where they give the ball to Cam Binder.
Look, you've got one of the best guards in the state on your team in Cam Binder.
Yeah.
Let's just go there.
Yeah.
It's going to be in his hands.
Here we go. Pacel with the basketball. Binder, they got to just take care of the ball now. Down to a minute 10 to go in the ball game. Going to play for a last-second shot in the win, or we end up in overtime, maybe. Pacel with the basketball. They're coming out after Pacel. He dribbles around defenders. Pacel almost has it taken away. A whistle on a foul is going to be called. Where are we at on team foul, Todd?
That's going to be the second personal foul on Zach Kulis and the fifth team foul they have on Concordia.
So they've got another foul to give here to try and steal before they put Auburn in the line.
I think if you're Auburn, you probably are okay with that at this point.
All right, inbound the pass to Maverick Binder. Gives it back up to Ryan Binder, who stands on the right wing. Boy, they're covering Cam Binder close. Ryan Binder gets away. Is some other player going to have to step up if they cover Cam like a glove here? Off to Ryan Binder, down to 44 seconds. Ryan Binder, right wing. Auburn fans up on their feet. Ryan Binder penetrates. Reach in foul. No. Timeout's going to be taken by the Auburn Bulldogs.
We'll take a quick 30-second timeout of our own. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Your home is one of your most important assets. Why not depend on people you know to protect it? Auburn Insurance Service and Farm Mutual Insurance have insured area homeowners for decades. and will be there when you need us the most. Auburn Insurance Service has an experienced, friendly staff who will work with you to ensure you have insurance coverages to meet your family's unique needs. Call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 and see the difference a local insurance company can make.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, here's the situation. 39 seconds on the clock. The score is tied at 29-all. Auburn has the basketball with a 60-game win streak on the line. They have a perfect 24-0 record this season. Inbound the ball to Maverick Binder. Back to Ryan Binder on the right elbow. Top of the key, Frary. Gives it up to Cam Binder with 30 seconds to play. Kanzmeier chases after Cam Binder. Cam Binder traditionally takes the last second shot at the end of the quarters. He's been doing it all season. Cam Binder near the midcourt circle. Works to the right side with 18 seconds. Gives it back up to Frary. Cam Binder trying to get away from Kanzmeier. Now Frary dribbles around to the left side. The freshman handles the ball. Maverick Binder, talk about pressure on a freshman. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Cam Binder in the corner. Cam Binder pulls up, jump shot for three. Rebound, follow shot. Frary won't go. Oh, Frary had a shot for a bunny. Couldn't get it to fall. It would not go down. He got it off in time, too, but it wouldn't fall. And we're going to go to overtime. We'll take a one-minute break. We're back with overtime in 1 minute. On Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're set to jump it up for the second time this morning. We move into the four-minute overtime period. Here's the tip, controlled by the Bulldogs. Auburn comes up with the basketball. Cam Binder, Todd, at the end of regulation. Frary had a chance for a tip in. He had it off in time. It just wouldn't go down.
Just one of those, you got to rush it because he knows the clock's right at the buzzer and just couldn't get it to finish. One thing you got to like, Auburn came out after that. Frary smiling, Kate Faithful smiling.
Yeah.
So, you know, they found the humor in the missed shot, and you got to like that confidence, I guess, and relaxed atmosphere coming out in a big pressure moment.
Ryan Binder, right wing, top of the key, Cade Pachel. Pachel playing with four personals. Goes to Cam Binder on the left side. Auburn wants to have a good shot here, and they haven't been able to get a lot of good looks at the bucket here. This Concordia defense has been impressive. Frary gives it again out to Ryan Binder. I haven't seen Auburn's offense stymied like this all season. They've really had a difficult time getting a look at the basket. Now Ryan Binder goes all the way to the corner, takes it in, shot is up, got it. Now there's a nice move by Ryan Binder. Binder now has 9 points. Ryan got it down. 31-29, Auburn back on top with 2:54 to go in the overtime period. They used up over a minute of the OT to do it.
Man-to-man defense by Auburn, 2:48 left to go with the two-point lead here in overtime.
Pass it to Otten on the right side. Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier wants to get a look at the basket, flips it out into the corner to Kulis. Baseline left side, Kanzmeier, guarded by Frary.
Mismatch inside against Cam Binder.
Kanzmeier
down there.
Looking underneath, can't get it, goes to the corner. Back up to Kanzmeier, top of the key. Matson directing traffic and shouting instructions from out here on the near elbow. Kanzmeier, here's the ball into Kulis. Up top again, Kanzmeier holds it. Kulis left wing, they want to lob it inside, trying to work toward the hoop. Ball is tipped around, loose, coming up with it is Binder. Ryan Binder, is he going to take it all the way? He's going to try. Ryan Binder under the basket. Shot is up. Got it. Back-to-back lay-in by Ryan Binder has put the Bulldogs up by four. 2 minutes to go in the overtime. Now the pressure's on Concordia. They want to take timeout with a minute 58 to go in the overtime period. 33-29, Bulldogs up.
We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the 5'11 junior, Ryan Binder, with back-to-back lay-ins there, Todd, has given Auburn a four-point advantage here in the overtime period. A minute 58 to play in OT. You feel like feelings of deja vu, like you and I have maybe seen this movie once before here at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
And you make a great point. Auburn's been here. This is their third year. They've had a couple of clutch wins over the years. They've been in some overtime games. They've been here. They know what it's about. And you got to like a four-point lead with 2 minutes left.
I like to look in the kids' eyes, and the Concordia kids look a little bit stunned here right now as they come out. With the ball is Massett. Massett, guarded by Maverick Binder. I think Maverick's talking to him a little bit, too. Uh-oh, Massett's going to take it all the way in. Fall-away shot up and good. Massett on the driving lane. A two-point ball game. Full-court pressure by the Mustang. Inbound the ball to Maverick Binder. To Cade Faisal. Down court, Ryan Binder. Ryan Binder between defenders. He'll get called for carrying the basketball. Palming the ball, a turnover. Huge, huge turnover here on Auburn. My goodness.
Tough one. 33-31. Auburn leads Concordia. 1:30 left to play here in overtime of your C1 state semifinal game at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Ryan was maneuvering between three defenders there. 33-31. Auburn up. Clock running at a minute 28. Left side, handling the basketball, Masson. He scored just a minute ago when he drove to the lane here on the right side. Now Kanzmeier. Prairie picks him up on the switch on the man-to-man defense. Kanzmeier lobs it in underneath. The glass up and good. Put in by Otten. We're tied at 33-all. A minute 7 to go. Auburn perhaps with a chance for another last-minute shot here. Cam Binder across the timeline. Clock at 1 minute to play. Binder gets a pick by Frary. Trying to get away from Kanzmeier. Binder works to the right side. Now comes back. Don't want to get caught for the 5 second call here, Kim. Going into the corner. Gets another pick by Frary. Huge collision. He caught it in the chin that time.
Some acting.
Yeah, Kanzmeier with a little drama there. Now on to Ryan Binder on the left side. At 35 seconds to play. The score is tied 33-all. Cam Binder with the basketball. Top of the key, standing in the midcourt circle here, telling people to clear out. 25 seconds to go. Clock winding down. Auburn's going to have a second opportunity for a last-minute shot. Cam Binder, way out in the corner near the midcourt line. Now at the midcourt circle. Gets away from Kanzmeier. Kanzmeier, hands all over him. Binder dribbles around, pulls up for a three that is short. And the rebound comes down to the Mustang. 6 seconds. And we got a timeout taken on the floor. With 6.1 seconds to play, Mustangs will have the basketball. We're going to keep it here live this time and set the stage for you. The clock shows 6.1 seconds to play. Cam Binder took that one a little bit off balance, but he was so wide open, I think he needed to take advantage of the opportunity. Took it a little bit sooner maybe than he wanted to. The rebound came down to the Mustangs. So now Concordia will have a chance for a last-second shot at it. The clock shows 6.1 seconds to play in the first overtime period. Notice I said first overtime, Todd, of the Class C1 state tournament semifinal game. All tied up at 33-all.
Boy, there's a lot of contact in that last possession up high. They were just suffocating defense from Concordia.
Hands all over Cam Binder.
Auburn's going to pick him up. Looks like full court pressure here. Concordia taking the ball out at the far end underneath the Auburn baseline.
Coaches clear past the midcourt line on the court. My goodness.
You want to keep an eye here for Concordia on Zach Koulous, their leading scorer.
All right, inbounding it is Masson to toss it in. Is he going to try and throw it deep? Nope, lobs it in. Now it comes back to Matheson at 5 seconds across the line. Ball stolen away momentarily. Picked up. Long shot at the buzzer. Doesn't go. We're going to go to a second overtime. All tied at 33. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
FAST Global Solutions designs and manufactures ground support equipment for the aircraft industry. Formerly known as WASP, FAST Global Solutions has job openings in their Fall City facility. FAST Global Solutions is 100% employee-owned. If you want a job with a growing company, now is the time to contact FAST Global Solutions in Fall City. FAST Global Solutions is an equal opportunity employer. Apply today and be working soon at FAST Global Solutions. Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we were tied to 29 all at the end of regulation. We're tied to 33 all at the end of the first overtime. And now we move into the second overtime period. Our third jump ball of the morning here between Justin Otten and Dan Prairie. Look at Prairie and Otten smiling at each other, chatting. This is good to see. Great sportsmanship. And here comes our third jump ball of the morning. Tip again controlled by Auburn. They're 3-for-3 on jump balls, Todd. They get it out to Cam Binder. Binder comes across the timeline. He'll set up the offense. Kansmeyer giving chase, as he has all morning long. Over to the right side, Cade Patesel. Around to Ryan Binder on the right wing. Binder, top of the key to Prairie. Prairie, left side. Again, the Maverick Binder. One of the pieces of advice that Jim Weeks gives his players is don't panic. He talked about that in the pregame, and they haven't so far. Ryan Binder holds the ball left elbow. Top of the key, Cade Patesel. Patesel. Now Cam Binder comes out to help him and take the basketball. Kansmeyer chases Cam Binder all the way in. Driving layup. Binder got the lay-in. And did we have a foul underneath? I think so.
Count the bucket. Cam Binder getting baseline for the layup. Fouls on Justin Otten. His second personal foul. Team six of the half.
The next time they foul, Auburn's in the 1-1. At the line, Cam Binder. He just put his team up by 235-33. Here's the free throw. It's up and good. A three-point lead for the Bulldogs. They led by four in the first overtime and then gave up the last 4 points of the period and ended up tied again. 36-33. Auburn by three. Clock at 3:08 to play in the second overtime. With the basketball, Matheson. Matheson, fall away shot. Blocked nicely by Frary. What defense? Did you see that puppy? Oh,
Frary just came down the paint, collapsed, and tossed that one five rows deep.
He jumped so high, he was looking down at the shooter as he blocked that one. Way above everything. All right, Matheson to inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets it under the basket. Shot is up and good. Put in by Justin Otten.
Boy, he's coming on strong. 8 points for him in the second half for Otten after not scoring in the first half.
Here come the Bulldogs. 36-31. Auburn up 5-1. It's Cam Binder on the dribble. Dribbling with the right hand, directing traffic with the left. He sends little brother Maverick Binder to the far corner on the right side. Now it goes around the horn to Maverick Binder. Maverick dribbles out near the midcourt line. Oh, the ball nearly stolen away. It's loose on the floor. Coming up with it for the Mustangs. A big steal there by Kulis. Now a one-point lead for Auburn. Kulis has the basketball. Gives it up top of the key. Kansmeyer. Chance for the Mustangs to perhaps take a lead here. 2:20 to play in the second overtime. With the ball, Matheson. Matheson kicks it left elbow. Greninga. Greninga off to Kansmeyer. Kansmeyer top of the key. Auburn still up by one, but for how long? We're coming up on the two-minute mark, 2:05 to go. Overtime period number two. This is Matheson with the ball, guarded by Frary. Right wing, Greninga. Lob pass inside. Otten wants to go to the hoop. No, can't. Player knocked to the floor, driving baseline, laying up, off, no good. Tipped around, rebound, brought down by the Bulldogs. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Otten.
Yeah, Otten got caught. Trying to go through Ryan Binder on here, and that puts Auburn in the one-on-one. So Ryan Binder for the Bulldogs, fighting for the offensive rebound. They're going to step to the line shooting 1-1 with Auburn leading here 36-35, 1:47 left here in the second overtime.
Ryan Binder has 11 points in the ballgame. The good news is he's 2-for-2 from the line this morning so far. 2-for-2 is Ryan Binder with 11 points. Here he's at the line shooting 1-1. Listen to the crowd for the Mustangs. Ryan Binder, front end of the 1-1, is up. It's good! He got the roll. It took a minute, but it finally crawled in the hole. And it puts Auburn up by 2, 37-35. Less than 2 minutes to play in the second overtime. 1:47 showing on our game clock here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Ryan Binder ready for his second free throw. The shot is up. It's good. He got them both. Binder hits a pair. Auburn is back up by 3, 38-35. A minute 43 to play in the second overtime. Kanzmeier down court, guarded by Cam Binder. Kanzmeier gives it across to Masson. Masson, right elbow. Over here on the near side, he finds Kanzmeier, kicks it out into the corner. Kanzmeier, near side. Greninga almost has it taken by Binder. Regains possession of the ball and goes back to Kanzmeier. Watch the clock for me, Todd. Where are we at? Here's a three on the way that's off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Cade Pasel. Pasel gets it to Cam Binder. We're coming up on 1 minute to go in the ballgame. Auburn with a three-point lead and the basketball. Cam Binder, he'll be fouled. And that's going to put timeout taken on the floor here with 1:02 to play in the second overtime. 38-35, Bulldogs up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
Sunny 101.3. Covering the tri-state area.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought we had a foul call there, and apparently they stopped play simply because it's going to be a timeout taken.
Right as Concordia was trying to foul Cam Binder out there, Jim Weeks stepped up and called a timeout.
Yeah, they were trying hard to get a foul there.
Which says a lot about what I think Concordia's strategy is going to be here. Instead of maybe playing D and trying to get a steal for one, down three, a minute and two left, we'll see if now after a timeout they come back and try to foul again and make this a possession type of game, or if they're going to try to buck up on D here, maybe get a steal or a stop.
Okay, Ryan Binder will inbound the ball in forecourt on the far side. 1:02 to play in the second overtime. Auburn up by 3. They get it into Cade Pasel. Pasel hands it right back to Ryan Binder. He'll bring the ball up court. He's guarded closely by Kulis. Gets it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder dribbles inside into traffic. He'll get fouled. And we're going to put the freshman to the free throw line. Maverick Binder, he has 3 points in the ballgame on a tray. Has not been to the charity stripe this morning. Maverick Binder averages 6.3 points per ballgame. 51 seconds to go. The young freshman at the line. His team up by 3. He can make it a two-possession ball game if he can hit the first one. Maverick Binder, front end of the 1-1. Takes aim. Shot is up, and it is short. Off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down to Masson. Now a chance for a tie with a 3 here. Masson across the timeline. 42 seconds. You don't want to foul them when they shoot the 3, that's for sure. Prairie with tight defense. Knocks the ball away. Grabbed up by Kanzmeier. Bounce pass right side. Under the basket. Driving lay-in up and good. Getting the lay-in was Greninga. And now a timeout taken by the Mustangs. It's a one-point ball game, and we're down to 30 seconds to go. It's a full timeout, so we'll step aside for 30. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Does this sound like someone you know? If you or someone you know has experienced restlessness, daytime sleepiness, general fatigue, or disrupted sleeping patterns because of coughing, snoring, choking, or waking up repeatedly throughout the night, it might be time to seek a professional diagnosis. Stop tossing and turning and let Nemaha County Hospital's team of professionals help diagnose your condition and get you back to a better, healthier life. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3. Covering the tri-state area.
Todd, the intensity over in that Auburn huddle right now is indescribable. A couple of the assistant coaches are pacing around the outside perimeter of the team circle. Coach Jim Weeks down on his knee, emphatically discussing things with his players.
Auburn's been here. You know, they're going for three if anybody needs reminded.
Yeah.
They've been in these pressure situations at State. You've got guys that have been through these battles. They're battle-tested. Cam Binder, Dan LaFrary, Ryan Binder. They know what it takes. 1-point lead, 30 seconds left. Auburn leading 38-37.
Here we go. Kate Pacel will inbound it underneath the Mustang basket. Gets it into Cam Binder. Cam Binder is double-teamed. Holds the ball. Needs help. Cam Binder tries to dribble out of there. And now we're going to have a timeout taken. That was heads up by Kate Pacel.
Headsy play by Kate Pacel.
He saw Cam was in trouble and took the timeout. Tom, let's keep it here live. We don't want to miss anything on this one. It is a full timeout, but we're going to keep it here live. What you're listening to here, folks, is the second overtime period of the Class C1 Nebraska State Boys Basketball Tournament semifinals. The Auburn Bulldogs coming in here 24-0 on the year, riding a 60-game win streak, taking on the 22-4 Concordia Mustangs. We were tied at the end of regulation in this low-scoring contest at 29-all. Auburn jumped out to a 33-29 lead in the first overtime and then ended up tied at 33-all in overtime number one. Here in the second overtime, Auburn went up by 38-35. The Mustangs just scored a lay-in a moment ago. And now it's a one-point ball game, 38-37. 25 ticks of the clock left on the scoreboard. Auburn has the basketball, trying to escape here and a chance to move to the state championship game for the third year in a row. Inbounding the ball will be Kate Pacel. A heads-up call by Pacel to call that timeout a minute ago. Pacel will inbound it. Gets it into Cam Binder. Again, he's trapped. Binder, they're reaching in on him. Binder trying to ask him for help. Can't get rid of the ball. And the timeout taken the second time. They're not getting the foul called. And that runs our clock down to 17.8 seconds. This is only a 30-second timeout. That's an interesting development twice in a row, Todd. Your thoughts?
Yeah, and what's interesting is I think Concordia is trying to foul. What they're doing, if you're watching the bench, they're going to trap right away to see if they can get a quick jump ball or steal, but then their bench is saying to foul, so they're actually trying to foul.
And the ref
Binder,
won't call it.
And the ref won't call it. So,
and then Binder's running out of time on being tied up for 5 seconds down there. And for the second time in a row, Auburn's had to burn a timeout just to maintain possession of the basketball.
See what Auburn does here this time around. They're going to try something different on the inbound play.
We're down to 17.8 seconds to go. 38-37, Auburn by one. Basketball belongs to the Bulldogs. Again, they'll play it in. Third time in a row, they'll play it in on the baseline under the Concordia basket. Cade Bateson will inbound it. Wonder if they're just going to send Prairie or somebody down the floor. This time they come into Frary. Look at that. My goodness, now we get a foul.
What they were trying to do the last two possessions, they were fouling, and the refs just wouldn't call it.
That's Auburn's fourth personal, and we're in the 1-1. Clock is down to 16.3 seconds at the free throw line. Daniel Frary. Frary with 8 points this morning. He is 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Here shooting 1-1 for the Bulldogs. His team up by one, 38-37, with 16.3 seconds to play in the OT. Daniel Frary, free throw. The shot is on the way. It's up, and it is good. He banked it off the glass, Todd. Banked it.
You got the biggest free throws of your career. Why not just open the bank?
Bank shot right off the little small window on the glass. Makes it a two-point ball game, 39-37. Boy, this is big, isn't it?
Looks like Auburn's maybe going to pick up full-court pressure, whether you got a make or a miss here.
Daniel Frary, second free throw is on the way. It's up, and it is off. Does not go. The ball is tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to Auburn.
Wow.
Auburn will have the basketball. Now, a two-point lead for the Bulldogs. They have the ball under their own basket with 14.5 seconds to play. Auburn to inbound it. Triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. Let's see who's tossing it in here. It's going to be Pacel? No, Binder. Gets it into Cam Binder. Cam Binder's fouled in the corner. Oh, no! They shoved him out of bounds. He stepped out. They're going to give the ball to the Mustangs.
Are you kidding me?
They pushed him out of bounds. It appeared from here they say he stepped on the side as he was trapped down there. Mustangs get the ball. 12.3 seconds to go. It's a two-point Bulldog lead. Down court in a hurry. Kanzmeier. Left elbow. A three would win it, a two would tie and force another overtime. Top of the key with the ball. Masson. Masson goes to the corner, bobbles the ball. Football shot. There's the buzzer. There's the ball game. The Bulldogs win the basketball game. Prairie with the last second block of that final attempt. Auburn escapes with a 39-37 double overtime win over the Concordia Bulldogs. And for the third year in a row, your Auburn Bulldogs will advance to the Class C1 state championship ball game. Todd Gatula, what a ball game.
Wow, what a finish. Concordia with a chance there, and Auburn just playing really, really strong D. Ball got on the floor. Concordia had to throw up a last-minute desperation shot over here from the right wing. Ferry came in, make no doubt about it, blocked the shot. Buzzer goes off. Your Bulldogs win 39-37 in double overtime in your Class C1 state final game to get to their third straight state championship final.
All right, folks, with the double overtime, we're running way behind schedule. That means they're going to rush the other radio stations in here for the upcoming ball game. We're going to take a one-minute break, a one-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with a Farm Bureau Financial Services post-game report. That's coming up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in the downtown Haymarket District in Lincoln, Nebraska, where we've just witnessed another doozy. The Bulldogs escape with a 39-37 double overtime win over the Concordia Mustangs. And Todd, you got a little message here you need to share.
Yeah, it's time now for our post-game report, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Now here's Randy with a look at the final numbers.
All right, 39-37, your final in double overtime, Auburn with the win. It was a 19-13 ball game at halftime, Auburn up by 6. We were tied after three quarters at 21-all before the Bulldogs went on to get the win here in double overtime. Let's look at the individual numbers. Get this, none of the Mustangs reached double figures today. Leading their scoring was Zachary Cullis. He had 9 in the ballgame, 8 each for Justin Otten and for Ian Greninga. They each had 8. Adding 6 was Carlson Masson. 4 points for Nicholas Orlick, and adding 2 was Gage Kansmeyer. From the free throw line, the Concordia Mustangs hit 5 out of 6 from the line. That was all in the second half. Scoring for the Auburn Bulldogs, 2 players in double figures. Ryan Binder with a big ball game. He finished with 13 points to lead the way. Cam Binder finished in double figures with 11. Dan Ferry was held to 9 this morning. 3 points for Kate Batesel and 3 points for Maverick Binder for Auburn's total of 39. From the charity stripe, Auburn went 4 out of 7 in the second half and ended up 6 of 9 from the free throw line in the ball game, counting those overtime free throws. Interesting to point out that Auburn scored 4 of their 6 points in the second overtime from the free throw line. So free throws won it for the Bulldogs this morning. 39-37, your final score in double overtime, Auburn over the Concordia Mustangs. This post-game scoring report brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. So now we turn our attention to the brackets. That means the Auburn Bulldogs, for the third consecutive year, advance to the championship game in Class C1. They will face the winner of our upcoming game. That's going to be Wayne and Adams Central out of Hastings. That game was scheduled for an 11:15 tip-off. That's not going to happen because they have to sanitize the building here and get things all set up. So Auburn will now play at 10:45 tomorrow morning against either Wayne or Adams Central, and of course we will have live coverage of that for you. Now, we can't specify whether we're going to be on Sunny or on KTNC. We may have a conflict down in Missouri with the state championship with the Mound City Panthers. We'll see how that game goes here at noon. The tips off in a little bit. About an hour from now, we'll be joining John Nixon down in Springfield. But stay tuned. Watch my Facebook page. Watch the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page. Just the moment we know what's going to happen, what's going to transpire. One thing we can reassure you, we will have live coverage of both the Sacred Heart Irish and the Auburn Bulldogs in their championship games. That's coming up tomorrow. And, of course, all the games are heard live worldwide anywhere you're around at mscsports.net. All you do is click on Listen Live and select KLZA or KTNC, and you can hear the games anywhere in the world. Todd Gatula, we just witnessed another piece of Auburn basketball history. Your thoughts on this game?
These are the kind of games you don't forget in your career. These are where state tournament legends are made of, and boy, Auburn's been there before, and they just found a way to squeak one out in a game they probably shouldn't have won, to be quite honest. They had multiple opportunities to kind of give it away, but time and time again, Jim Weeks and this Auburn Bulldog team, they've been there, step up, make the plays when you have to, and pull out the big win that Auburn fans are going to remember for a long, long time.
Well, unofficially, I had a 15-minute and 19-second scoring drought for the Bulldogs. They were stuck on 21 for more than 15 minutes, and for them to be held scoreless for that long in a ball game and still come out and get the win, that says a lot for the resilience. One of the things that you heard Jim Weeks talk about in our pregame shows both days, he tells his kids one of the important things is don't panic, and the Bulldogs certainly did not panic. I was amazed. After Frary had that opportunity for the putback at the end of regulation, it wouldn't go down for him. Instead of being all frustrated and upset, they came out smiling.
Yeah.
They were losing the goose out here, smiling about it, saying, well, we're having fun, we're playing high school ball. And they went on to win the ball game here in double overtime. Todd, thanks for helping out again this morning. A real pleasure to have you seated alongside. We appreciate your help.
Thanks, it's fun. See you tomorrow.
Okay, don't forget, John Nixon will be on the air in about an hour or less now. He'll be on about an hour from right now with his pregame show. And then at 12 o'clock tip-off, I'll be listening to that one. Live from Springfield, Missouri, the Mound City Panthers and the Hornets of St. Elizabeth High School. That's the Class 1 state semifinals in the Final Four. The John Q. Hammond Center in Springfield. John will have the call. We're looking forward to that. Be back with us tomorrow morning for the Auburn Bulldogs in the state championship. That one scheduled for a tip-off at 10:45 tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow afternoon, the Sacred Heart Irish and Parkview Christian at 3:45 for the Class D2 championship. We're not done yet. Lots more high school basketball coming up here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. So for Todd Gatula and for Scott Cox, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score this morning. The Auburn Bulldogs in double overtime defeat the Concordia Mustangs 39-37. Southeast Nebraska has been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.